Brent Adair Haptolar, who legally changed his name to Sir Brent Haptolar and claimed to be third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, has been found guilty in April of committing an indecent act and assault in Bermuda. Haptolar, 46, was arrested in Bermuda in November 2023 for masturbating in a public place. The charge stemmed from when Haptolar was a guest at the Willowbank Resort in Southampton, Bermuda. He was also charged with assaulting a man at a hotel. Bermuda Police Service Corporate Communications Manager Gary Moreno had confirmed the charges with SaskToday.ca. Willowbank Resort in Bermuda was called in November 2023 for confirmation that Haptolar was a guest. The clerk said, "Oh, is that the man from Canada?" and then added, "He left last week." When asked about Haptolar's charges stemming from his stay at the hotel, the clerk said, "You have to talk to the police." In a phone interview in November 2023, Trevor Lindsay, journalist and owner of TNN in Bermuda, said that Haptolar was forced to leave the hotel after he was arrested. He said Haptolar had gone to another hotel afterwards and was turned away. During Haptolar's trial in Bermuda in February, the Royal Gazette reported that a woman testified Haptolar was looking in the direction of her daughter and granddaughter while performing the indecent act, and told her that he had an itch. Haptolar will be sentenced at a later date. Under Canadian court-ordered conditions at time of Bermuda arrest, Haptolar was under court-ordered conditions in Alberta when he was arrested in Bermuda. He had been ordered to keep the peace and be of good behavior, as well as not be at swimming pools, playgrounds, or daycares. Those conditions were binding, regardless of where in the world, a law professor told Sask Today. While Canadian criminal law does not apply outside of Canada per se, e.g., he could not be prosecuted in Canada for offences committed in Bermuda or anywhere else, the courts have found that court-ordered conditions, such as those attaching to peace bonds, apply to the person regardless of location, said University of Alberta law professor Stephen Penny. So it is possible that he could be found in violation of those conditions by an Alberta court. In March 2023, Saskatchewan RCMP released Haptolar's photo to media and said that in the interest of public safety, they were warning residents of the Maidstone RCMP detachment area and surrounding communities that Haptolar had been charged with committing an indecent act and that he was at high risk to reoffend. Bermuda residents unhappy Haptolar on their shores. Bermuda residents were outraged that Haptolar's indecent act charges in Canada were resolved only by peace bond, and he landed on their shores. "I stumbled on your article about Sir Brent Adair Haptolar," said one woman who didn't want her name published out of fear of retribution. "He is currently here in Bermuda and he's at it again. After being arrested for masturbating in public, he has been released on bail." Apparently, he and his wife had also been heard bragging about how much money they have and that they are connected to royalty, as if they are above the law. Another woman from Bermuda contacted Sask Today after searching Haptolar's name, saying, "You have recently written an article about Brent Haptolar, a man released and deemed a high risk to reoffend. He entered a peace bond and was forbidden from frequenting aquatic places, etc. He has landed in Bermuda and stayed at a local resort where he committed indecent acts and assaulted a person last week. Why would a high-risk offender be released and allowed to travel?" A man from Bermuda raised questions about how Haptolar managed to find his way onto their shores. In an email, he expressed growing unease within the community about the circumstances surrounding Haptolar's arrival in Bermuda. "Fake royal? No proof found in Haptolar's claims to be royalty." Haptolar had legally changed his name to Sir Brent Adair Haptolar and claimed to be third cousin to the now late Queen Elizabeth II. But after genealogy expert Xenia Stanford from Family Roots Tracer in British Columbia spent countless hours poring over family trees and archives trying to find any evidence that would prove Sir Haptolar's royal lineage, she came up empty-handed, saying no historical evidence proving Haptolar's claims could be found. Haptolar, and his lawyer, were given numerous opportunities to respond to these findings before they were published by Sask Today, but neither responded. Stolen Valor Haptolar had also claimed that he was a sniper and a weapons tech in the military. He said after being recognized as third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, he represented the monarchy at a military event in Wainwright, Alta. In August 2019, when asked, the Wainwright military base would neither confirm nor deny Haptler's claim to have participated in their military event as a member of the monarchy. 3 months later, in October 2019, information about Haptler appeared on Stolen Valor Canada. Stolen Valor said Haptler claimed to have served in the Canadian Army from 1999 to 2003, and was a member of 1PPCLI, Joint Task Forces 1 and 2, Weapons Tech and Sniper. He claimed to have been deployed to the Balkans, Africa, Middle East and Central America and retired on a quarter pension, as a Master Corporal. He claimed to have a secret knighthood for his combat service in JTF-2 on operations in Venezuela. Stolen Valor said that the reality was, Sir Brent doesn't have a single day of CF service. Faced similar charges decades ago in Canada according to a February 17, 2000, story in the Prince George Free Press, Haptler, then 22, was charged with 2 counts of committing an indecent act and exposing himself for a sexual purpose. The story states that on January 8, 2000, police received a report that a man had lured a 10-year-old girl into the washroom at the Elk Centre where he committed an indecent act. Haptler was arrested and released on bail on strict conditions. He was barred from all fast food restaurants, the Elk Centre and all public places where young girls may frequent such as playgrounds. Following a trial in July 2000, one charge was dropped, and he was acquitted on the other charge. Joy at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt escalated today.